Hey, this is Jay Burden Lee, and we're here to talk about movies, music, TV, and what's going on in our part of the world. Today, we're here to talk about Wonka and Mean Girls.
Yes, Willy Wonka. Last time we spoke about Wonka, we saw the first two movies, right? And Now we finally saw the third.
Yes, we did. And
the prequel with Timothy Chalamet, right?
Chalamet. It was okay.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
It wasn't bad. The music I wasn't expecting.
The thing is, Willy Wonka, the first movie, was kind of a musical, right? The second one had a lot of music in it with the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, but it's a different type of musical, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess that's true. This is kind of a little
This is more different. Like Broadway. I don't know.
Well, maybe they'll turn it into a Broadway show. Or did they? No, not this one.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I hope they don't.
maybe that's the idea for it. I mean, I didn't like some of the characters, I guess. But
Which ones?
I don't think I liked the little girl that much that was helping out Wonka.
Yeah, she was okay.
I mean, I did like,
you know, there wasn't that much depth to the characters.
Well, I think there was depth to her a little bit, but they didn't really...
I mean, like, to the villains.
Well, the villains were just, yeah, they were cookie cutter chocolate guys. You know, they just wanted to kind of like make sure that they were the chocolate mafia or whatever you want to call it, because they were all making sure that all the candies were coming from them and they didn't want anyone else to participate.
Like Monopoly of Chocolate.
Yes, the Monopoly of Chocolate, you know? But I mean, I think like with the girl, like I would have, maybe there's a sequel coming that's a little more in depth with her or something, but I don't know. Otherwise, I didn't think it was necessary to have her backstory such a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I thought it was okay.
Well, you're just surprised that it was a musical because in the commercial it didn't show one, right? Yeah. And that's been the trend lately.
Mm-hmm. In Mean Girls, too, my mom and I saw the trailer, and it didn't seem like it was going to be a musical. Little did I know. It, in fact, was, and it was based off a Broadway play, which I had no idea about.
But. Yeah, well, what happened was, it's like, the movie came out many years ago. Then they had, and it was a big hit. Then they turned it into the play over the last year or two, right? Or a couple, I don't even know how long.
Then they turned it
into the movie, which was a musical. But you're right, the trailer didn't show that it was going to be a musical. And they did the same thing to The Color Purple.
Really? That was a musical, too?
Yeah, so apparently Color Purple is a musical also, but it was a movie, then it turned into a play, and now it's a musical movie.
Is it just for sales, or are they just trying to make more sales?
I don't know. I think they're afraid of people not wanting to go to musicals.
Well, it's understandable, because there was, like, no one in the theater.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay, that's not good. And it was out pretty quick. Wait, wasn't that opening weekend?
Was it?
I feel like you guys went like either
it might have been.
Opening weekend or the second
I don't know,
weekend.
But there wasn't that many people in the theater. Like, there were seats open everywhere.
So, did you like it? Not really? Okay.
Not really. Like, honestly, I would much rather see regular Mean... I'm not even that huge of a Mean Girls fan. But if I was to see it, I would much rather see it on, the normal version. Or, I guess, Broadway. But I wouldn't even want to see Broadway.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I don't know.
You're not a Mean Girls person in the first... Like, it was funny, like, the first time around, you know? It was considered a big hit, I think.
I mean, the first one is great, but this one... I don't know.
Well, you know, you don't have to really like it. It's okay, you know?
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
I mean, it's just... I guess that they're projecting these movies as if they're not musicals, and then when you go to see a musical, like, it's just like...
Well, I think that's the thing. You expect to see one type of film, like a drama or a comedy. And then
you see something music, else.
Right. Like, they used to make a lot of trailers that were misleading anyway back in the day. So, like, I think I wanted to go see this movie called Project X. And it was with Matthew Broderick. And he was, like, just came off of Ferris Bueller. And they kind of made the trailer a comedy in a way. They made it look like it was going to be funny. And it was not funny at all. And you're like, this is the worst movie of all time because it wasn't what I expected.
It's misleading to make like sales, I guess.
Yeah, it was.
It's not really working, to be honest, though.
I guess. I don't know what the box office is on it, but if you don't like that kind of stuff, you're just not going to like it.
Yeah, no, definitely like research the movie before you see it.
Yeah, especially ones that were Broadway plays that are turned back into movies.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Anyway, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected.